Ready to level up your leadership? This is The Growth Project. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Growth Project. Today, we are talking about making difficult decisions, and this is something that all leaders will have to face from time to time. And I thought I'd do a quick little episode on this one, just to give you my thoughts. Before I go any further, though, I did mention in the last episode there was some news from my business, Enertrain, which is an RTO. 41335 is the RTO code. And I mentioned there was some news, but I couldn't give any details. I can give those details now. Very exciting project that we are undertaking at the moment. We are being funded by the New South Wales Education Department to develop and roll out a accredited skill set course for basic hydrogen safety. So this is a really relevant topic to the energy industry right now, especially the gas transmission and distribution space, and, you know, really taking the industry towards making really solid contributions towards net zero clean energy. And the fact that we are involved at the forefront in the development of some basic skill sets for people who are going to start being exposed to hydrogen in their work that perhaps haven't been, and or people who have been exposed to hydrogen and not had access to accredited training programs. So we're thrilled to be working with the government on this project and working with stakeholders from all different industries around the country, different employers, and even internationally as well, which has been incredibly exciting for us. And stay tuned for some more details on that as we progress. So let me set the scene for this episode, though, around making difficult decisions. The biggest impression or memory I have around this topic was the time I spent working with a dear friend of mine who I won't mention their name, but I have a friend who has over time built a very successful business and has done an incredible job and something that I've really admired. And in particular, one of the biggest things I learned about business from this person was the importance of making correct decisions, even when those decisions are really difficult to execute. So I witnessed a lot of integrity and someone who really worked hard to find a balance between focusing on people and executing the correct decision for a business. And that is something that's really challenging for a lot of people to get right. You know, because we could be let's face it, when we talk about making difficult decisions, probably the first thing that comes to mind for most people is terminating someone's employment, for example. And if you're a leader and you've had to do this, then you will understand and you will agree that this is not an easy thing to do. And if you haven't, then pay attention because it's not easy. And that's because we know that we're making and executing a decision that is going to really have a big impact on a person's life. And we don't want to be, our intent is not to hurt a person. We never want to do that. And so sometimes we know that a decision has to be made, and it's then really the challenge becomes, how do we do that in a way that still executes the right decision for the business and does it in the most gentle, compassionate, caring way possible, right? There are a lot of barriers for making these hard decisions, and for a lot of people, that's anxiety about the execution part, right? Sometimes that holds us back from actually going through with the decision. But if we put some protocol around it, we can make it easier to do. It will never be easy to do for most people, but I'll give you my thoughts on how this is done from my perspective And I've taken inspiration from this person in my life who I've observed, because I would say that this particular person, I'm not mentioning names because this person's far too reserved and humble to come and talk about these sorts of things on a podcast, but this person is hands down the most incredible decision maker from a business point of view that I've ever seen, and something that I highly respect and aspire to. My first impression that I got from this person that made me realize that, wow, this person has done some work to prepare himself to make and execute this decision. And I found it really strange because it was a very difficult decision to make. He absolutely knew that it was the right decision, but he still found it difficult to execute that decision. And for me, what I struggled with at the time was, well, why would it be hard if you knew that it was the right decision? Why is it hard? And the answer to that is because there are people involved, right? And we care about people. We care about the people that we work with. And especially when the reasons perhaps for ending someone's employment are outside of their control, makes it even more difficult. So the very first thing that I focus on when faced with a difficult decision is collecting data, information. I need to know and I need to figure out if the decision is the right decision, and that I'm not just focused on a short-term game. I need to know that if I'm responding to a short-term problem to make a difficult decision, am I hurting the long-term play? Because if it is going to hurt the long-term play, then I need to understand, is that going to be recoverable? Am I making the decision for the right reason? Or am I doing it out of haste, out of frustration, out of anger? Okay, so that's the first thing. You need to be sure that you are making the right decision. And again, we're not just talking about terminating someone's employment here. There are other decisions that could be difficult for various reasons. It could be that the decision will impact the way your business operates. It might impact clients, customers, staff in other ways that will cause some turbulence, right? So we're not just talking about ending a person's employment here. But again, like I said, often when people associate difficult decisions and strategies on how to do that and why it's difficult, that's the first thought for most people. Now, there are dangers of making the right decision for the wrong reasons, because often what happens is later down the track, it starts to become clear that perhaps it was not the right decision, but it just seemed like that at the time because of our biases. So the first thing I would say in that perspective is give it time, breathe, and sleep on it. Seek advice from feedback from a mentor or an advisor of some kind, and see what feedback you get. I've gone to people before with big decisions to say, this is my problem. This is the decision I'm about to execute. Can you give me your thoughts? And I've had situations where people have said, I'd sleep on it a bit longer. I'm not sure if your assessment there is on the mark. And I've had people come back and say, it seems to me like your take on the situation is dead on, and I think you've made the right decision. Okay, so there is danger in not making the right decision. We might get it wrong. So there could be costs involved. There could be legal ramifications. So you need to, again, that's something that I would let it breathe, and I would sleep on it and seek advice. Then once I've considered and absolutely narrowed down that I've made the right decision, I then need to move into a bit of a planning phase. How am I going to execute this decision? So I'm thinking about if it involves a difficult conversation, when, where, and how am I going to have the conversation? What's my strategy for that conversation? In terms of what I mean by that is, what are the points that I'm going to discuss? How am I going to word it? How am I going to respond to any pushback? How am I going to respond if the person becomes overwhelmed and emotional? How am I going to handle that? So if you have a bit of a plan, even some brief notes on paper, that can help you prepare for that conversation well. I would also refer you back to episode number 5, which was titled Keeping Your Cool During Difficult Conversations, and episode 19 with Kwame Christian to give you some more pointers and tips on specifically how to handle those conversations and some strategies on how to respond and pivot to things. That's important. I'm focusing more on the decision-making side of it here. Okay, but when it is time to execute the decision, like I said, make a plan. Don't go into it blind, because often what happens is you get blindsided by big emotional reactions, you know, maybe some resistance or some pushback, a lot of emotional reactivity, which is all understandable, but you need to be prepared. What we're focusing on, though, is have we made that right decision? When we have decided, we have to remember the planning phase is important because we care about upholding our values, all of the things that we speak about on this podcast around integrity. We need to execute those decisions in a compassionate way. We need to have integrity to stay with our values no matter what happens. Sometimes, though, you might have a situation come up that, and many small business owners have come across this, where someone does something to maybe threaten the viability of your business, maybe damage the reputation of your business. Now, there's a couple of points to make here. If this has happened to you, you might recall feeling all kinds of feelings of anger, frustration, rage about how could this person do this to me? That's perfectly natural. So there's a couple of things here. These situations can make it easier to determine that you've made the right decision. The challenge in these cases is executing that decision in a way that still aligns with your values. Sometimes that will still not work. The other person might have big reactions no matter what. That's, I guess, to be expected to some point, but we still follow those same protocols for those hard conversations that we've covered in our other episodes. But that, for me and a lot of other people that I've spoken with who have been in this position, all express that, yeah, this is a tricky one because it's easy to make the decision. It's easy to tell that this decision needs to be made. The challenge in that case is keeping you cool. We all have slip-ups. We all have situations where we might do things differently if we had time to do it again. But that's the challenge in that situation. So if I had to summarize the key steps in making and executing a difficult decision, firstly would be to collect as much information and analyze the situation as best you can to really give yourself some solid data on whether you're making the right decision or not. Secondly, would be to sleep on it, make sure you're not making the decision for the wrong reason, or that you are in fact definitely making the right decision. And I would seek support, guidance, and feedback on that. I would then make sure that I don't execute that decision in haste. I'm going to give it time to breathe. I'm going to sleep on it and figure out what is my approach going to look like. I'm going to plan the conversation, and then I'm going to execute it using all the skills that we talk about on this podcast to make sure that we're minimizing damage and that it's as seamless and painless as it possibly could be for both parties. So those are my thoughts, folks. I hope that you found something useful in there. Again, a lot of this just comes down to integrity. Okay, so sometimes we have to make the hard decision, even though that we know it's going to cause some pain in the short term, but that's part of being a leader sometimes, and that is part of owning and running a business. And what we want to do is make sure that we have a consistent way of approaching this so that we are not hurting ourselves in the long term just for a short-term gain. Okay, so thank you for listening. Please remember to give us a thumbs up, give us a review on the podcast platform that you use. That really helps us reach more people. And look, after yourself and look after your teams, and I'll catch you next time. There you have it, folks. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of The Growth Project. I'm really enjoying the interaction, so please keep the messages and emails coming through. Keep an eye out for our upcoming Frontline Leader Mindset workshops at enatrain.com.au. They're in Sydney and Melbourne. And of course, you can reach out to request a private customized workshop for your team. Again, that's enatrain.com.au. That's enatrain.com.au. What would really help us send our leadership insights far and wide is 5-star ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or even just share the show with your network, family, and friends. Until the next episode, look after yourself and look after your teams.